So good morning and welcome to the second of our musical Sundays. For our call to worship this morning, I'd like to read a prayer that introduces us to the theme for this morning, which is peace. And of course, our selection already did some of that. God of love and justice, we long for peace within and peace without. We long for harmony in our families, for serenity in the midst of struggle, and for commitment to each other's growth. We long for the day when our homes will be a dwelling place for your love. Yet we confess that we are often anxious, we do not trust each other, and we harbor violence. We are not willing to take the risks and make the sacrifices that love requires. Look upon us with kindness and grace. Rule in our homes and in all the world. Show us how to walk in your paths through the mercy of our Savior. Amen. Now, are there any visitors that would like to be introduced or would like to introduce themselves? Yes, Linda. Welcome. Anyone else? Yes. Wonderful. Welcome to you as well. Yes. And anyone else? I would like to just say I'm happy that our children, Derek and Tara, and our grandchildren, Michaela, Noah, and Quinn are here this morning as well to worship with us. So welcome, everyone. Now, there are several notices in the bulletin that I would like to highlight. So if you'd like to turn to them, please. Under number one, Nora and George Thiessen require your prayers at this time. Nora has been diagnosed with liver cancer and is waiting to find out what the next steps will be. Also, please continue to pray for Erica Cron. She has had her surgery, her knee surgery, not her hip surgery, as it says there, postponed several times, and she's waiting, and any of you that have gone through that know what that's like. So she says Monday, hopefully, she will get a firm date. So keep that in mind for her. Also, Werner Peters' thyroid operation was successful, and he and Eileen like to thank everyone for their support. Also, the Leige family and Helen Guggenheimer have lost family members within the last little while. So read number 2 and 3 for the particulars on that. Also, if NKMC is home to you, this is under number 11. And you are thinking about membership, or if you have been contemplating getting baptized, you are invited to contact Pastor Gary. We would like to begin classes later this fall. Then number 12, the caregiving team has been working at responding to the needs, both spiritual and physical, of our church members. It has become apparent that a coordinator to organize meals for persons or families experiencing sudden difficult circumstances within their home would be appreciated. If you feel called to serve in this capacity, please contact Elma Dick or Pastor Gary. Also, something that was missed, and we're sorry about that, and we'd like to do that now. Henry and Nita Klein celebrated their 65th anniversary, their 65th wedding anniversary, so congratulations to them. And then there is another one. There's a young lady in our congregation who is going to be going to New York to sing in a concert, and that is Allison Leige. And then they will come back, and this is under number 13 in your bulletin. They will then come back, and they're singing at the Lincoln Center there, so it's really quite something. And then they're coming back, and they will be giving a concert here in Winnipeg, so check that bulletin for those particulars, okay? So thanks. So now, are there any announcements that someone else needs to make? No? Okay. Then, does anyone have something to share for this morning? I'd like to thank Jeff and for spearheading this Sunday this morning, for getting all this music stuff in order, and those who will be participating for their effort in helping to make this not just a concert, but a meaningful worship experience. So thank you to everyone. I'm looking at the time, but there's something that I wanted to share with you. And because our theme is peace, it's a little experience that I want you to share. Several years ago, Westgate took a group of students on a study tour to the Middle East. And there, among many things, they visited a school in Israel that is attempting to build bridges between students who are Muslim, Jewish, and Christian. This is a school of 3,000 students, kindergarten to grade 12. As you can imagine, this is a monumental task in that part of the world. 2 years ago, 12 students and two teachers came here to Westgate to build more bridges and to experience another way of life. 2 weeks ago, another 8 students and a teacher came here to Westgate. In the spring of 2015, 40 of our Westgate grade 11 and 12 students will again be going to the Middle East. Now, Derek and Tara invited these Palestinian children while they're grade 11 and 12, as well as some Westgate students, teachers, and some parents to our cottage from a Thursday to Saturday. As luck would have it, the weather was horrible, but the Palestinian students, for them, the snow was awesome. The lake was freezing, but after jumping in, one of the students says, "It's so cold, but so worth it." These visiting students told us about their life in Palestine and Israel, or these Palestinians as Palestinians in Israel. It is difficult to say the least, but they are the lucky ones. They have Israeli passports, so they have options. They encouraged us to ask questions, and one of our students asked if they hated their Jewish classmates and neighbors. And one of their young men answered, "We hate what they are doing, but we are all God's people, and our teachers are trying to teach us a way to get along." Excuse me. I found this really to be quite amazing, coming from somebody so young. Obviously, parents who send their children to the school are of the same mind and don't want their children growing up with so much hate in their hearts. The students acknowledge that the situation is complicated from both sides. They were quite amazed that we would be interested in their world and that we actually know quite a bit about what's going on there. They often hear only the Israeli side of things, which they feel is skewed, and with what is happening all around them on a daily basis, it's about all that they can take in. They feel so helpless and frustrated not to be able to help their people. When we asked what they knew of Canada, they said, "Not much, but guess what? They knew about our Toronto's mayor, Rob Ford." They are not particularly hopeful that things will change, at least not anytime soon. But they also said that you just have to keep on trying. I think we all came away with extremely grateful hearts that although we live in a country with many issues, we don't live with checkpoints, and we don't live with such horrible uncertainty every day. So working towards peace is worth it. So if you'd like to join me now for the people's prayer, and if you'd like to take your hymn books, the blue ones, and open them to number 733. It's the prayer of St. Francis, and we will say it together after we have prayed. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with many things in our hearts. We are thankful for the warm autumn days that you have sent us, and for the privilege of gathering together here to worship as a community of believers, knowing full well that is not possible in so many parts of the world. Some have experienced joy and grace this week, and we rejoice with them. But some of us have experienced pain and sadness. Some we know about, others we do not. We pray that everyone, happy or sad, would experience the comfort of your loving arms around them. We pray especially for Nora, George, and their family, that you give them strength to deal with whatever lies ahead. We also pray for Erica, whose knee surgery has been postponed, that the Lord gives her patience. Lord, we are thankful for Werner's successful thyroid operation, and we pray for healing as he recuperates at home. We also pray for the many older people who are in care facilities. We are so blessed to have such wonderful care available to our aging loved ones. And now, Lord, we ask that you be with us as we worship you through our music. We also ask that you help us see past our little worlds and together work for peace in our lives, in our families, and in our communities and the larger world. So let's pray together now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Would you now join me and sing number 453 out of the Brown Hymnal, and would you stand, please?
Discussing at Music Committee what we could have for a theme for our Music Sunday. The news was full of ISIS and Iraq and Syria and conflicts in Africa as well. And I had just come back from a visit with my father and my brother out to Winkler. And I don't know if any of you have been to Winkler Heritage Park. It's a beautiful little park in downtown Winkler. And it's in a nice circle, and they keep the flowers beautiful, and it is a beautiful little park just to wander around. But if you take the time to stop at the memorials that are around this circle, you get to see a little bit of the heritage of the Winkler area, but also it tells a little bit of the story of our Mennonite history. And in particular, one thing stood out for me around peace, around nonviolence. On one half of the, or one part of the garden, is a wall with 3,021 bricks in it. On the other side, there's a memorial to those lost in, I believe it was the First World War. And there's three names on that memorial. The 3,021 bricks represent 3,021 Manitobans who had been conscientious objectors, try saying that three times fast, and had done alternative service as opposed to going to war. So we had over 3,000 Manitobans that had chosen, due to their faith, not to go and fight in the wars, and then we had three that passed away. Now, I'm not here to judge those that went to war. I'm just here to applaud those that made the just decisions and had the hard choices that they had to make in their communities not to go to war. So I'd like you to take a moment of silence, as opposed to music, a moment of silence just to remember the peacekeepers of the past and of today. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So our scripture reading today is from Matthew, Matthew 5, 43 to 48, and it's part of the Sermon on the Mount. And it is in your bulletins as well. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Two songs that have to do with peace. The first one, because we love the melody so well, you might not catch the words, but if you'd like to follow along on at number 368, O God of Love, O Power of Peace, it has some excellent words there. And the second one is directly from the Sermon on the Mount, Blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who mourn, all those things. Okay.
Oh, going to be singing a song called For Your Glory, and I didn't even realize it until I got here that it was going to be sort of a peace theme. And it's kind of funny because a couple weeks ago I was singing in chapel at my brother's school, and their theme of the chapel was all about St. Francis of Assisi and the same prayer that you just heard at the beginning. And I kind of chose this song for that chapel, and I kind of didn't realize that it would go so well with this, so I'm really happy. Fighting for the things you gave me, I want to share enough. Feeling like a wounded soldier, strength is not enough. And I can't win this battle on my own. The sword has long been buried, piled on with the dirt. Speak to me your promises, resurrect your word. 'Cause I can't win this battle on my own. I can't win this battle on my own. So I'll rise up and be your voice. I made my choice. This is my story. Your songs are stored inside my heart. So break me.
And of course, what does Oma do? But it's time for our offering, and we'd like to sing number 322 out of your blue hymnal, "For We Are Strangers No More."
Jesus, we're very thankful for all that you do for us every day and for everything that you've done for us while you were here on earth. Amen. May this song remind us of that. is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of Your name, sweetest name I know. Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yeah. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. Everything, and I will adore You. Deine Schönheit ist unbeschreiblich. Dein Licht strahlt heller als die Sonne. Lobpreis und Ehre, Weisheit und Macht sei Dir allein. Nur Dir, Dein einzig Wort in Gott. Where Your presence lives.
now for something completely different. But that is a joy, whether we are Christians, Muslims, Jews, whatever, you can worship God. No matter what form of music you choose, it's worshiping God. And when most of you remember all of these old songs, there are many wonderful, beautiful new ways to embrace, to worship God.
Sie führet mich ein in das himmlische Land. Kreuzen voll Schmerzen und Schmerzen und Weh. Sie führet mich ein in das himmlische Heim, die Hand voller Schmerzen und Weh.
So as we get organized here, moving mic stands around and such like that, it struck me that we did not give the choir a round of applause. So and also I'd like to acknowledge the work of Ingo and Paul and Matthew, who are working very hard on making sure our sound is good. So give them a round of applause. They got ready a lot faster than I am.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each token need. Your love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're here? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? we pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we have faith to believe. Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know that pain reminds this heart that this is not our home. It's not our home. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is a revealing of a greater thirst this world can satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in
garden, feel by the leaves of The intended audience when we are praising and worshiping is God. And we clap in response, not because they've done a great job, although they did, for all the people involved this morning, but we clap because we are saying, yes, those are my words. Thank you for giving voice to what's inside of me, so that through them we are praising God. So in essence, the people this morning at the front have been the conductors. And they have given voice to what's on our hearts. And so this morning we say thank you to all of those at the front who have helped us to worship God this morning. I'd like to invite you to stand for the call to worship and stay standing as the group sings a final song, if you would, please. Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts, free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence, we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Amen.
So our final song is printed in your bulletin, Go in Peace.
As we go, in peace, our spreading of the fights will cease. We will act on what we've learned. As we go,
spreading love, the fights will cease. We will.